Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I want to apologize. When I got chest pain after my COVID vaccine, I didn't officially go and see a heart doctor. I wanted to. I just didn't have time. And the chest pain went away. But I wanted to know if I did have a mild pericarditis. And it was a lost opportunity because we're learning as we go. Or a myocarditis, inflammation of the muscle of the heart. Pericarditis is around the heart. And this has been something that has been plaguing the vaccine movement in terms of these side effects that come up and how much more common than expected we're hearing reports of heart inflammation. Well, the CDC did a study with Kaiser Permanente, as well as there was another Wisconsin Institute, Marshfield Clinic Research Institute, and they found a disproportionate number of cases of myocarditis occurring in male persons, notably among adolescents, after dose 2 and first boosters. So a lot of the data we were getting on myocarditis were the primary series. Now we're starting to get data after the boosters. And it looks like 1 in 6,600 boys would have that risk of myocarditis. Now, we're looking at small numbers. All right. What they did is they looked at data of 320 potential cases of myocarditis, pericarditis. This was identified between 1 and 98 days within getting the vaccine. Now, 6.9 million total doses were administered of the vaccine. But when they looked at males 12 to 15 years old, of the 205 or 206,000 doses given, in that age group, there were 31 cases of myocarditis. Now, the Moderna wasn't given in that age group, the 12 to 15, so we're only talking the Pfizer. Even though Moderna has been known to have a higher level of myocarditis, in this study, we couldn't compare because the Pfizer vaccine is the only one that's allowed in that age group at this point. So males age 18 to 29 with the Pfizer vaccine had a rate of 27 in 331,000 doses, or 1 in 12,000 with the Pfizer. With the Moderna, it was 1 in 10,000, about 19 in 195,000. So they said in the 5 to 39, if we expand it, generally the risk of myocarditis was 1 in 200,000 doses after the first dose, 1 in 30,000 doses after the second dose of the primary series, and 1 in 50,000 doses after the first booster. So it looks like the myocarditis risk is higher in the second dose, because the second dose was given 3 weeks later. Some people might have fudged and got their vaccine 4 weeks later or 5 weeks later. But the booster was given months later. So this is fascinating data. I know a lot of you guys are like, when do I get to wake up and get some caffeine? But to us doctors, this is kind of fascinating, because if we are worried about myocarditis risks in those who want the COVID vaccine, maybe we can't do the 1-2 punch like we originally did with Pfizer and Moderna. Maybe now we might find a lower myocarditis risk if we start going to the once a year. Because after boosters, the risk kind of extended. I know some of you guys are like, it's still a risk, but, and I get that. According to study authors, they looked at the risk-benefit analysis and they still urge benefits from mRNA vaccination, that it greatly outweighs risks. Myocarditis with COVID in a child is about 1 in 100,000. So there's an argument that in some age groups the vaccine will increase that risk, and in other age groups it's less. Now, this isn't the first time we've seen data from this. Israel did a study, the original CDC data after the two shots had reported the myocarditis risks. But according to the website right now, as of September 29th, which is the most data we could have, there have been 1,033 preliminary reports of younger individuals under 18 having myocarditis. 259 are still under review. They say through confirmation of symptoms and diagnostics by provider interview or review of medical records, 682 reports have been verified to meet their working definition of it. So there were 22 cases in 5 to 11 years old, 12 to 15, and 3 in the 12 to 15 age group, 354, and then, which was the highest, and then 16 to 17, 306. So what does that mean? Well, it doesn't mean anybody's going to stop the vaccine program. We're vaccinating to protect against COVID. But what it does mean is parents aren't lying when they're saying, you know, my kid had a reaction or my kid, you know, didn't do well. One of my friends, his kid, had signs and symptoms of pericarditis days after his second dose. And the signs of pericarditis or myocarditis is chest pain, trouble breathing, dizziness, palpitations, fatigue, dyspnea on exertion, where when you're exercising, you seem more short of breath than if you're just sitting there. You could also have nausea, vomiting, headache. Kids can manifest this in a variety of ways. But, you know, with my experience with it, and I'm glad I got it because I do not like the way I feel with COVID. COVID stinks. I can't stand COVID, and I can't stand some of the long-term sequelae that COVID could do. I mean, it was some pretty significant chest pain. And so I'm recommending to everybody, if you're going to get the vaccine, do it on the right. I don't care if you're right-handed, left-handed. I'm right-handed. I made that same choice. Do it in my left. Do it on my left side. But if you are getting chest pain, especially for older folks, you're going to be freaking out. Even though I still think right-sided chest pain needs to be evaluated, we just aren't ready for the ERs to be inundated with all sorts of chest pain that could possibly be vaccine-induced. Again, though, any chest pain, right or left, still get it checked out. But when it comes to kids, if a child is working out or on a football team, and they tell their coach they're having chest pain, I think it's really important that the schools be aware if that child had a recent COVID vaccine, because we don't want to inflame the heart anymore. We want to get that child treated right away. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So my mammogram is scheduled in a few weeks once I could get that underarm swelling down from the vaccine. And I need to do it because breast cancer, even though we never had it in the family until one of my immediate relatives got it, it's in the family. And so joining us next to talk to us about looking at our risks and genetic testing is Dr. Robert Nussbaum, medical geneticist and chief medical officer at Invitae. Dr. Nussbaum, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Dr. Dahlia. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, no, we're grateful for everything you do. You know, I did my BRCA1, my BRCA2 gene testing. It was a negative, but, you know, we have breast cancer in the family. And so the genetic testing is crucial in terms of helping people identify who's at risk, but also understanding that there's a lot of other factors that could be involved. Talk to us about what you do.
So our laboratory offers genetic testing for a very wide range of genes that have been associated with increased risk of breast cancer, not just the two famous ones that you mentioned, BRCA1 and 2, but other important genes like PALB2, CHEK2, ATM. And we offer these as a large panel that allows us to essentially spell check all of these genes, looking for an alteration in the DNA in these genes that causes the gene to be defective. And it's a defective gene, one of these defective genes, that can predispose to an increased risk for breast cancer that can range anywhere from 3 times to 6 or even 7 times higher than the general population.
It's true. Many people think, well, we don't have the BRCA1, BRCA2, so I'm good, but there's multiple ones, as you had mentioned.
Right.
Talk to us about breast cancer risks and how people can assess their risks.
Well, the first and most important way is, of course, your own personal history. Have you had cancer before? What kind? Where? What age? Also, your family history is very important. As you mentioned, you have a family member now who developed breast cancer. So knowing who in your family has had not just breast cancer, but other kinds. For example, the BRCA1 and 2 variants, they predispose to ovarian cancer and also to prostate cancer in men.
Right.
And so don't just focus on breast cancer. And then finally, recognize that there are many people who don't know their family history or come from very small families. Or have been adopted, and that the family history is simply not going to help them. And getting genetic testing can be a good way to determine whether you're carrying a change in a gene that markedly increases your risk for breast cancer.
And the sooner you know, the better. And it allows your doctor that flexibility to do a diagnostic mammogram and an ultrasound as opposed to a screening mammogram. It allows your doctor to be a little bit more assertive and aggressive when it comes to making sure that you're in the clear.
Absolutely. Not only that, recommendations are, that approximately 1 in 8 women develop breast cancer, about 12%. But if your lifetime risk for breast cancer is 20% or higher, then in addition to these diagnostic mammograms, there's also use of MRI scans, which have a different approach to looking. And so we don't do those MRI scans unless you're at a risk of at least 20% lifetime. And these genetic changes I've been talking about, not just in BRCA1 and 2, but others, raise your risk over 20%. So they're going to change the surveillance you have.
Mm-hmm. So how simple is it for somebody to get genetic testing?
It's very simple. I mean, first step is you should talk to your physician, because this genetic testing should be done hand-in-hand with a medical professional. If your physician doesn't feel comfortable doing it, doesn't quite understand what to do, and that unfortunately is the case in many situations, you can ask for a referral to a geneticist or a genetic counselor. And there are many genetic counselors' services now that are done by telephone, so you don't have to travel hours to go to a center. You can get your genetic counseling over the phone. Then once the test is ordered, and it has to be ordered by a physician, this is not direct-to-consumer testing that I'm talking about here. This is serious medical testing similar to other sorts of tests that are done for your health. It can either be a blood draw in the office or a saliva sample, which you can actually obtain at home. The kit can be sent to your home. You will fill up this little cup with the saliva, put the cap on it, put it back in the box, drop it in the mail, and it gets to the laboratory and they can run the test.
It's amazing what we could do these days. We're speaking to Dr. Robert Nussbaum, medical geneticist and chief medical officer at Invitae. How is the insurance reimbursement? I mean, are you noticing that we're getting better coverage for genetic testing?
Yes, it is slowly changing. The insurance companies are, I'd say, somewhat conservative about deciding what they are willing to cover and not cover. But it is changing. It's changing for the better. Of course, it varies. You talk to one payer, you talk to one payer. So different insurance companies have different medical policies. But in general, if you meet the guidelines for getting breast cancer genetic testing, guidelines based on personal or family history, it's generally covered. At my company, at Invitae, We also have a patient pay price so that if your insurance company is balking or being recalcitrant, you can get the test done. You can get all the genes that need to be done for a very low price of just really a couple of $100. So it used to be $10,000.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now it's $250. Now it's $250 for 50 genes or 80 genes. So landscape has changed significantly.
Mm-hmm. So I'm glad you brought it up. We speak a lot on the show where if there is breast cancer in the family, men could be at risk because of the BRCA1 or BRCA2 gene mutation for prostate cancer, I believe also pancreatic cancer. When we do genetic testing, thank you, what are some of the more common, we've gone leaps and bounds with breast cancer research. What are some other things people can get tested for?
Well, there's a whole class of genes that are just where the changes in those genes are just as common as the changes in BRCA1 and 2 in the population. And those are what are called the mismatch repair genes that are associated with a condition called Lynch syndrome, which is hereditary colorectal cancer, mm-hmm. also associated with hereditary uterine and ovarian cancer in women who carry these changes. And once again, this can be absolutely life-saving because you start your colonoscopy decades earlier,
mm-hmm.
and you also can start surveillance for uterine and ovarian cancer in women who carry this. And there's also a relationship between these Lynch or mismatch repair genes and prostate cancer in men. So that's another really important class of hereditary cancer genes. And there are many others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just found out a good friend of my husband's, and you know, he's in his 50s, had an aggressive form of prostate cancer. And then the brothers, they're like, we got to all get checked. And usually that's what happens. It's after the fact. We play Monday morning quarterback going, well, this family member has it, so now we all need to get tested. It would be great to be able to, you know, to be able to head this off sooner than somebody being diagnosed farther along.
I agree. I mean, unfortunately, most insurance is not going to cover that
right.
kind of proactive test where you don't have a compelling family or personal history. But as I said, this can be done at a fairly low cost if you want it, and it's something that many people do.
Love it. How can my listeners find more information?
They can go to our website, invitae.com. That's invitae.com, and go to the patient individual area, and all the information that you need is there. And of course, as I always say, talk to your doctor.
Exactly. Dr. Nussbaum, you are a
this
godsend.
You should do with your providers.
Absolutely. Thank you and the team at Invitae for everything you guys do. We're definitely going to have you back on the show because October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, but we have Colon Cancer Awareness Month. We have, you know, cancer, sadly, you know, we have a long way to go with it, and you are definitely a crucial piece to that fight. We really appreciate you and your team.
Thanks, Dr. Dolly, for having me on your show. I really appreciate it.
Anytime. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, it's amazing how we now even have with the ancestry, where they can buy our saliva, through our saliva, be able to take, buy. I wonder if anybody's buying it. But, you know, they could through that take, be able to grasp that sort of information. It's fantastic and fascinating to me. 1-877-DOCADALI, don't go away.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The man accused of fatally driving over six Christmas parade goers during the Waukesha parade in Wisconsin last year was tossed from court multiple times for a series of strange outbursts on Monday. 40-year-old Daryl Brooks disrupted proceedings ahead of jury selection, forcing the judge to take numerous breaks and to eventually instruct him to participate from another room. The suspected murderer, who is representing himself, is intentionally disrespecting Waukesha County Judge Jennifer Doro, arguing he did not recognize the judge or the state of Wisconsin. Los Angeles Unified School District downplayed the severity of last month's cyber attack and subsequent data leak of district information during a Monday news conference. The attack and system outage at LAUSD was first reported on September 5th. We are USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Loretta Lynn has passed at the age of 90. And this was kind of a shock to me. I mean, Loretta Lynn, I grew up with, coal miner's daughter. Blown away that, she's gone. Blown away that 90 years old. Gosh, the years go by fast. But also amazing that we are living longer. And we are living till our 90s, especially with such a traumatic life that she grew up in. But her daughter, posted a statement, or the family did, saying, "Our precious mom, Loretta Lynn, passed away peacefully this morning, October 4th, in her sleep at home at her beloved ranch in Hurricane Mills." So, apparently she lived in poverty, according to CNN, most of her life, began having kids at age 17, spent years married to a man who was prone to drinking and philandering, all of which became material for a lot of her songs. Her life had a lot of experiences that many country stars at that young age didn't have. And, you know, it's very interesting. When you have stars that open up or celebrities that open up, the reason why musicians have such a draw, I think we spoke about this. Why do people throw panties at musicians, right? And because one is, you know, they're near the stage. People have sometimes closer access to a musician than they would a Hollywood star like Brad Pitt. But it's because when people listen to the songs, they really believe that that's how that person feels. And the many songwriters and many of the hits that you've heard were inspired by that person's heartbreak or that person's trauma. And what's amazing is that it's a huge psychological tool we use to help heal, where you take your trauma and you blend it with art and you put it on the canvas, or you put it in a book, or you put it in a song. And so much of what we hear and so much of what's out there really stem from real experiences. Now, lately a lot of singers sing other people's music. You know, well, we need to write a hit song. Well, let's write a hit song for them and, you know, all right, let's come up with something. But, you know, old school songs was very, you know, Georgia. I mean, that, you know, you really feel the love. You really feel the personal connection to the subject matter. And so, you know, when she talks about, when she sings "Don't Come Home a Drinking," you know, "You ain't woman enough to take my man," things like that, you know, it really gave a glimpse into her life. And so apparently she was born Loretta Webb in 1932, one of eight Webb children. She was raised in Butcher Hollow in the Appalachian mining town of Vankeer, Kentucky. She sang at church, sang at home. She said even as her father protested that everybody in Butcher Hollow could hear her sing, they had a little money. But, you know, she recounts that, you know, she said, "We were poor, but we had love. That's the one thing that Daddy made sure of." And then she met the love of her life, Oliver Doolittle Lynn. She affectionately called Doo. They married when she was 15. And then she gave birth to the first of her six children. So her story is beautiful, and I urge you guys to read it and look at it. But, you know, for those of you who do struggle with anxiety and depression and you feel like you're not heard, one way to do that is write a song, you know, write a book, I told you, my mom was out there in the dating world, and something bad could have happened, and luckily it didn't, because, you know, I intervened and I'm like, something doesn't sound right. And you know, luckily, you know, my family isn't rich, so we don't have to worry about somebody taking money. You know, it's been, and it's pretty easy to find out, you know, if my family doesn't have money or not. So, but this was someone who I think was, you know, playing with her emotions. And it was devastating to her because, you know, you lose your trust in anybody. And I'm like, well, let's put it in a book. Let's help others. Let's warn others about what's out there. And so that's why we came up with the Baby Boomers online, or guide to online dating. Because, and I gotta tell you, it was healing for her. You know, is it the best book out there? Is it a New York bestseller? No. But if it helps other people not, you know, fall into the same, you know, traps that my mom did, and it helps her heal very, very quickly, because she turned it from, you know, woe is me, and you know, how come this bad luck is happening to me? You know, her husband died, and so much of her life was, you know, wrought with a lot of trauma and sad things that happened to her. But you know, she was able to make something good, make something beautiful out of it. And I told you I had a patient who was raped, and she came to me as a new patient going, "No doctor can help me. I just can't get over it. You know, I know you're not supposed to get over it, you know, but I just can't move on with my life." And it was 10 years later. And so I had said, "You know, have you ever thought about talking to teenagers, girls club, boys club, teaching kids and talking to them, or teenagers, you know, and high schools, and talk to them about your experience, and or writing a book about it, or, you know, and you know, teaching people about, you know, what you went through, how you overcame, and I mean, her eyes lit up. Like, nobody ever suggested that to her. It was medication, 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 and true, medications have their role. But, you know, we struggle with a lot. Life isn't easy. You know, when people talk about, oh my gosh, you know, a third of the population has anxiety and depression, and it's more. I mean, it's not easy. Look, Tom Brady's going through a divorce. It's not, and he's been playing crappy lately, too. I mean, you know, everybody has their ups and downs. Not that, I mean, I would trade Tom Brady's life, you know, being able to be, you know, a superstar and in a Subway commercial and everything else, you know, in a heartbeat. But we all have things happen to us. And life, if you look at it one way, could be crushing. If you look at it another way, it could be the most amazing thing. Love, kids, family. But we have to put things into perspective. And when bad things happen, and they do, sometimes rather than hiding from it and forgetting it and suppressing it and repressing it and saying, I'm going to just bury it in the vault. And trust me, I have memories I bury in the vault. I bury it. You know, whenever a family member wants to, well, let's talk about it. No, we're not talking about it. That stuff's buried. No, I don't want to remember what happened to me. I don't, whatever. We move on. But, you know, for other things, it's very therapeutic, and it helps others. You know, it also helps others. What's amazing about, like, AA, when we were medical students, they made us all go to AA, not because we were drinking too much, but because they wanted us to, you know, see how people were progressing with their alcoholism and overcoming it. And I loved going to the AA meetings because, you know, here you are struggling with your issues, and when you see what other people go through, it starts to put things into perspective. So that's why I love group therapy. I think group therapy is fantastic. I think listening to other people's stories, you know, seeing these rags to riches, it's always kind of heartwarming because you're like, well, you know, it isn't just somebody was born to rich like a Vanderbilt. You know, there was, you know, this person was able to overcome, but this is how they were able to overcome. And we all do. You know, tincture of time heals all wounds, but, you know, life, we put on miles, and, you know, the best thing to, if I could, you know, come up with an analogy, the best thing to kind of lube the oil change, the sharpen your spark plugs, align your tires, best way to do that is to, when there's bumps in the road, use that bump to help you go further down the road. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Jason, our producer. Okay, so I think North Korea wants in. I think North Korea, honestly, I don't... Kim Jong-un is stupid. He should just be sitting there, watch the world deal with whatever it's dealing with. Putin struggling in Ukraine. Putin tries to annex 4 regions. Now Ukraine's moving in, trying to get them back. And, you know, Moscow is having issues. So I don't know why anybody would want to, you know, jump in and get some of the attention. But apparently North Korea, which is licking at the chops to, or if that's the proper term for it, biting at the chops, licking their lips, Yeah, licking their lips, wringing their hands, whatever they're doing, to get involved. So North Korea fired an unidentified ballistic missile over Japan early Tuesday. Why? Why? Is it that they want all the attention? Is it that he's jealous? That, oh, you know, I see Putin on TV all the time. I want to be on TV too. So for some reason, he decided to, I mean, I'm assuming it's him, not the sister, to fire an unidentified ballistic missile over Japan. Japanese government had to then warn their citizens to evacuate inside or underground. Now, North Korea has been doing multiple weapons tests, but I don't think he's been doing them over Japan. He's been doing them, you know, and it seemed, I thought it was directed away, but this was pretty confrontational. So now we're being told that the U.S. and South Korean warplanes conducted bombing drills in response to this. So the tensions are starting to rise as North Korea fired an intermediate range ballistic missile over Japan. And then within hours, America and South Korea retaliated with their own show of force. So right now, everybody is kind of swinging their, you know, or showing their stuff. And I'm a little perplexed because, you know, even though China has been, you know, saying, don't mess with Taiwan, don't mess with Taiwan, you know, and they've been, I still think China is waiting and watching. Yet, here we are. This is pretty, and even though people think, well, what's, you know, Kim Jong-un going to do? You know, we could blast him, you know, into the Pacific. The problem is when you have people with no logic doing stupid, that makes you nervous. The reason why generals and the military are nervous with Putin is Putin losing can be one of the most dangerous times in this. One of you had asked, why is America asking for Ukraine and Putin to reach a ceasefire? Well, it's because, you know, even though most of us are on the side of Ukraine, well, it's because the inconsistency and the chaoticness and the erratic behavior of Putin is dangerous. And people would rather calm a monster down and keep, you know, if they're, well, then people would rather end the, you know, the monster's reign. But until that happens, they don't want him getting desperate. And so you kind of worry because you, with all the threats going on, and you wonder if some people might not necessarily, if they think that Ukraine winning is going to enhance Putin's chaotic and destructive behavior, you wonder if people are going to try to inadvertently, you know, calm things down, take matters into their own hands. And I don't advise that. I've seen what happened with Hitler. This man has to be stopped. This man has to, you know, be out of power. And I don't know where the UN is. And you know, we're supposed to have the world police make sure things like this don't happen again. In the meantime, though, the U.S. is going to announce a new $625 million aid package for Ukraine. So we are sending more money. But going back to Korea, apparently four South Korean Air Force F-15Ks and four U.S. Air Force F-16 fighters did a joint show of force today. South Korea's F-15K fired two joint direct attack munition bombs against a virtual target at the Jeju-do shooting field in the West Sea. And the drills wanted to demonstrate the allies' ability to conduct a precision strike at the origin of provocations. So even though North Korea's missile was launched at 7:20 a.m. from their Mupyongri test site near the border of China, it passed over Japan's Tohoku region around 5 minutes later. There were sirens. Civilians were told to take covers. The rocket passed over the mainland, continued 1,800 miles off of Japan's eastern coast, and then it splashed down into the Pacific around 7:45 a.m. This is the longest range North Korea missile test ever. Nobody got hurt. I mean, except obviously the fish. But, you know, this is obviously Kim Jong-un wanting to play. Did you guys ever watch The Apprentice with Donald Trump? I used to make fun of that show, but it was, I learned a lot of good things from it. And we even had the kids watch it, you know, money, 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 money. And, you know, even though we thought it was funny, you're fired, you know, and all that, even though we thought, well, one thing that was fascinating is he would be ripping somebody a new one for screwing up. And somebody else would just pipe in and start talking. And then he would turn, okay, going, okay, now my eye's on you. Why would you be so stupid as to, and I mean, he would be pretty insulting. Why would you be so stupid as to start talking and I mean, I'm about to fire your colleague, you're that screwed up. And why would you turn my attention to you? You're blah, 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 blah. And the fact that you brought that up means you're probably less likely somebody I want working for one of my companies than this person. You know what? You're fired. And then that person got fired. And you know, because they and I know that show should not be real life. I got to tell you, corporate America is that crazy. But it's interesting where other people, you're like, why the hell would you speak up and start getting, you know, and he wasn't protecting the other person. He wanted to ally with President Trump, or it wasn't President Trump, but Donald Trump, and go after this other person. I forget which episode that was. I mean, it wasn't that he was trying to defend. Trying to defend is admirable. Say, look, you know what? This happened. You know, I'm gonna take, you know, responsibility for my role. It was almost like, yeah, and they did this. Well, then, that got them fired. He didn't want to snitch. So, well, you know, Kim Jong-un, I don't know who he thinks he's scaring. And I don't know what his plans are. But we have tens of thousands of troops in South Korea. We have, you know, even more troops in the area that can very easily be engaged the second we need to. And he's sitting there, you know, firing a series of tests. He actually did a quick fire series of tests, 5 and 10 days, a bunch of them. And he wants to threaten the allies. So, like, well, why? What, you know, you're no threat to us. But it's dangerous. And maybe they're stupid. You know, that's the other thing. I'm like, you know, how do I know that they have some of the best precision capability? They're firing over a country. You're playing with fire. What happens if there's a miss? What happens if something happens and it lands in Japan? You're really screwed around. So this is serious. And North Korea needs to stop. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.